Bowen McGee for TKD.
Welcome in, boys. Bowen McGee on TKD. Back with the TKD podcast. We love talking to you guys.
Hell yeah, bruh.
Welcome to the TKD update presented to you by Bowen McGee.
Chicken or chicken?
Got a win here. You got a loss there. Everybody's happy. This is great.
Four in a row, Kevin. And if any of the TKD listeners listen to the Mo and McGee on Fantasy, the other podcast, they will hear quite the rant because I've been getting fucked by defenses the last 2 weeks. I have lost, four in a row, but I think I haven't lost by more than 11 points or 13 points, something like that. Really close. It took a massive defensive outpouring from Swift and also three of my players completely train wrecking for him to beat me by 7 points. I still would have beaten, I think, seven other players in the league. You know, I've lost four in a row, but this is feeling very similar, Kevin, to last year when I started out 0-4 and made a run into the championship. I think my team is, especially with Cook going down, I get Madison in as an RB1 now. Elijah Mitchell has, came on strong. I really, really like my team right now, even though I'm in the midst of a pretty long losing streak.
Yeah, I do like your team too, but I think the possibility of you missing the playoffs, losing six straight to miss the playoffs, I don't think anybody would ever let you hear the end of it.
No, absolutely
also,
not.
You have to stop talking about the defenses, because if you're on the boat of kicking out defenses, the rest of the league's just going to want to keep them in. So maybe if you were like, come on, guys, we got to keep defenses around, that's your best opportunity to get them kicked out.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that during my rant, is that the more pissed off I am individually about it, the more everyone else wants, they're like going to add points to the defenses.
So. Let's make defenses that much more important. I love
worth
it.
Worth more. but super, super interesting standings. There is not a single person who is completely out of it at this point, except for Murphy. Murphy pulls off a huge upset, though, in the beer mile race, Kevin. We talked about it a little before we started recording. This is going to be real close, but Murphy faces kind of a nightmare scenario here in week 13 with a lot of important players on bye.
Yeah, it has Nick Chubb and I believe somebody else.
Rodgers,
they're on bye.
Darren Waller.
Screaming in the face of a loss, potentially. He needs Dan's team to fall flat, which Dan's team has fallen flat at times this season. Dan will also be without Debo, likely. So it could be more even, but he needs some stuff to happen here. Otherwise, the only thing that's saving him is he's within 5 points of Hari in the standing. So potentially, if he does outscore Hari rest of season, he does just need one win to Hari's loss, and it could flip, but he cannot feel good.
Yeah, we mentioned how my team is, I've lost four in a row, and I enter into quite an interesting 2 week stretch where I'm facing the only other 2 6-win teams. So I believe if I lose either one, playoffs are looking extremely iffy for me, as I would probably be giving. I for sure would be giving the player I lose to a game up on me in the standings, and that's Brad and Kramer. Which one of those two teams do you like to potentially beat me and get into the playoffs?
I'm going to go Brad. It's tough. I feel bad for Kramer because Swift goes down, and that's really going to hurt him. Brad, on the other hand, is going to be getting Kyler Murray back at some point, hopefully soon for him. So he can try to make a little boost there at the end. He will have Kelsey back from bye, has, some more promising features to his team, whereas Kramer, with Saquon playing like shit, with losing DeAndre Swift, there's just not the upside that he really needs to potentially get some wins here.
And I think we also need to start talking about the buys, Kevin, the all-important two first-round buys. You are currently in that, kind of in that conversation, but Greg is a team that's certainly surging along with Carter, kind of falling off with a big loss to Murphy.
Yeah, this will be a big matchup. I do have DJ Moore out on bye, and I would have had Christian McCaffrey out on bye, but he's going to be out the rest of the season anyway. So fuck that. That fucking sucks. I'm now in the situation where, okay, it sucks to not have DJ Moore this week, but this is probably mostly what my team's going to look like the rest of the season. So if I can beat Greg at pretty close to my best, that should be pretty promising for me coming into the playoffs, potentially getting a bye. A big win here is going to get probably one of us in great shape for the bye. So I really honing in on this one. Hopefully those Chargers just get absolutely beat down by the Bengals. That would do me a major favor.
Yeah, this is a good matchup of some pretty prominent running backs, Eckler, Fournette, Patterson, Mixon. It's really going to come down to the wide receivers, Amari Cooper, DK Metcalf versus Cooks and Ayuk. Whoever can get the big game out of those four will kind of swing the matchup. Obviously, Greg's have a little more pedigree than yours, but yours are kind of cooking at a little higher temperature at the moment.
Yeah, leading me to a 5-game win streak. How about that, huh?
Absolutely. Just
has anybody ever done that? I don't think so.
There's been a time where I think I've won 9 in a row, Kevin, to start the season, but we don't need to talk about that. I don't need to praise myself any more than I already do.
That's for sure.
Let's talk about our matchup of the week. A couple teams that we haven't really talked about yet, and that's Woods and Carter. Woods surging as well at 7-5, looking like playoffs are pretty in the cards for Woods, which is out of the normal. I know he made them last year. This is to avenge a week 2 loss for Woods. Do you think he can pull out, another upset here on kind of on the track to a playoff berth?
I think he can. Dalvin Cook's out for Carter, kind of reshaped this team. We have talked about Carter in the past. Where that team could go wrong, there's not a lot of holes except the running back depth, and I think he's going to get stung. Forced play Kenyon Drake. James Robinson's been playing poorly. He's going to be forced into playing him as well. Comes down to how Woods' running backs do, I think, against Carter's. Can Zeke play and get a decent enough workload to get Woods the win? I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, I agree. Carter's team, we've said it, it's a good team. However, depth stinks, and so he's forced into playing Kenyon Drake. Matthew Stafford hasn't looked great of late. Unfortunately for Woods, gets a nice cushy matchup against the Jags. But we've seen the Jags be frisky, and we've seen Matthew Stafford have some really boneheaded plays. You mentioned Cook out, Madison in. I just wanted to shout out Hari because usually we dump on Hari, and so I just wanted to make sure I get that in on this episode. I believe earlier in the season, I really wanted to shake up my team, get a wide receiver. I offered him, Kevin, a package of, at the time, it's probably not good, but now Hari would desperately want these guys. I offered him Mike Evans, Alexander Madison, and Tony Pollard for DK Metcalf. Woof.
Woof indeed. Yikes.
I do want to ask one more question because I don't think we've kind of dove into everyone's team here. One team we have not talked about is Higgins. Higgins is at 5-7. Had a nice win this week. He lost this week. But gets to face Hari, which is as easy as a win as you can ask for. Who do you like most to make the playoffs? Not great odds at the moment, but who do you like if they could backdoor sneak in between Higgins and Swift?
I am going to go with Higgins here. He does have potentially Kamara coming back this week. He did practice today. James Conner is going to be a real nice piece. So he fills out that running back core, which was really missing last week. So I think Higgins can get a win here against Hari and potentially parlay that into another win if those running backs are playing well going forward. On the side of Swift, he does get an easier matchup against Murphy. Murphy banged up. Really, Murphy on bye. He's been banged up all season, but lots of players on bye. Swift has just struggled to stay healthy himself with Michael Carter going down, Derrick Henry going down, Deebo Samuel now out. All those high upside guys are now gone, and he's really just playing the floors unless Gibson can go off. So not a good spot to be in. I like Higgins because he can win a week where the other team does well, whereas, you know, Swift is going to struggle to win in that type of scenario.
And my last thing I want to end the podcast with is, you know, I have been on rants about how defenses and kickers are completely meaningless, but I want to go to an even more meaningless thing that I always find so interesting. My team, you know, right now I'm at 6-6, so right in the middle. However, my away and home splits, what is this? It says I'm 2-4 away and I'm 4-2 at home. That does. You look at those splits, Kevin, it says that I've played 6 games at home and 6 games away, or no.
Yeah.
That's right. I just made mockery of myself. Yeah. I just made a mockery of myself with math there. Yeah. But I'm 2-4 away. I get to face Kramer at home this week. So I do like my chances. I'm a better home team than away team, apparently. So hopefully that doesn't hurt me in the playoffs when I'll mostly be facing road matchups on my way to the championship. Kevin, anything else from the TKD League? Any team we didn't talk about?
We didn't talk about Garrett's team much.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck Garrett. But I am looking forward to week 4. I need Garrett to lose one more time in order for me to get a bye. I'm looking forward to that juicy week 14 where Jonathan Taylor is going to be out. I hope Garrett's staring down that week and straight fear and agony, because I think that's where he's going to see his hopes of a bye crumble in front of himself.
Yeah, just a super interesting week coming up in the TKD League. There's two shitty matchups between Swift and Murphy, and then Hari and Higgins. Those happen to be the 4 teams at the bottom of the standings. So every other matchup is going to be very interesting for playoff positioning with buys and that last playoff spot really up for grabs at the moment. So super interesting. Can't wait to see what happens. Pretty juicy matchup on Thursday night with a lot of fantasy players going to be kind of out there.
Absolutely. And I think that's going to do it for this pod. Mo and McGee on TKD. Like I said, we love talking to you guys, even if you don't listen.
Yeah, and like always, you could text us every once in a while. So Kevin's not the only person I talk to all week. So, just text me, say, hey Logan, how's it going? You want to talk about fantasy for a couple hours? Yeah, I'd love to do that, just like I do with Kevin.
Hey, Logan, how's life?
Fuck defenses in fantasy. That's how life is.
All right, folks. That's been it. It's been real. It's been fun.
All right. See ya.